cleaning out the darkest corner of my mind, taking all my full circle, making straight lines, been getting to the bottom of the bottom, getting to me. I've been holding up the mirror, everything I don't want to see, but it ain't all flowers. Sometimes you gotta feel the thorn. When you play with the devil, you know you're gonna get the horn. Dancing with the demons all my life. Every time I find my groove, they cut in like a knife. Been a sin eater, oh, since the day I was born. Tired of feeling weighed down from carrying around all the pain that keeps me torn. Grab a glass of wine and a seat to dine, and go ahead and eat the whole damn pie. Woohoo! Woohoo! Woohoo!
How goes it, everybody?
Hi.
Hola. Oh, wow. We got an XY pair.
Yeah.
Coincidence microphones.
Stereo.
You are here listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
You said it wrong.
Tufts Freeform Radio. I can say it however I want.
You said WMFO. You said FMO.
No, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
I was fine.
Oh.
That was a Scott Day One mistake. Do you guys remember?
I used to say the name wrong?
Yeah, I used to say
on
the name
air?
Wrong. I don't know if it was on air or off air, but I kept on saying WFMO. I remember that because...
It does sort of roll off the tongue.
Well, it's because I'm used to WFUB.
It's also...
Which is a local station.
FM, you know? WFMO on FM.
Yeah, maybe that's
MF.
It.
WMF Doom.
Oh. WMF Doom on MF Doom Radio. Doomsday.
MF Doom Frequency.
Doomsday.
This is the B&H Family Radio Show. Normally, it's me and Lily rocking
out.
You just
got the B, no H.
No Lily. She is unfortunately ill. Say a prayer. And
pour one out. Just kidding. Don't.
She is the best. And I'm sad that she's sick. And I hope she's listening, knowing that. I hope she's feeling better. But
I do too. Better, Lily.
Yeah, if you're listening, Lily, which you shouldn't be because you need to sleep.
I think she's probably asleep, but she'll probably
go to
the archives. She's an archives kind of gal.
If you're going through the archives,
the anchovies,
just had to make that parallel, then we'll feel better.
Colin and debate with Luke about anchovy pizza.
Yeah, I mean, Jeremy Shockey's done that before, where he's called in and talked about anchovy pizza.
Anchovy pizza is,
in case you guys don't know, Jeremy Shockey
from the land down under, and not Australia. I'm talking about the land under the earth.
Hell. Yeah. I disagree wholeheartedly.
It's terrible. These kids know the story, but for those of you listening in your cars or in your home stereo systems who don't know me to day by day, I one time had a Hawaiian pizza and Luke ordered anchovy pizza and it touched my pizza and I almost puked because of it. So,
well, Hawaiian and anchovy do not mix well.
I don't like anchovy pizza.
Hawaiian pizza is those might be the two most controversial pizza toppings on one pizza.
Honestly, I want to pull the entire world and see which one would be chosen more.
Hawaiian would win.
I want the UN to get on a worldwide
people like
census.
Sweet things more than salty things.
Anchovy is not just salty. It is like the salt
of the sea.
Of the underworld, I was going to say.
Yeah.
It's so good.
It's so salty, and this is coming from a man who likes salt.
Okay.
This is coming from a man himself, Benjamin Ruver.
Addicted to salty snacks.
Addicted.
And who eats
6 months
a bag
out
of
rehab.
Chips
in your defense,
week.
I would say that the anchovy pizza that we've ordered here in Medford, Massachusetts is saltier than anchovy pizza that I have had back in my home.
Well,
my
that's
home
because
waters.
You don't have, you don't have your fresh anchovies. I don't know if there's such a thing as fresh anchovies. But.
No, but there's less salty anchovies. Yeah.
So that's cool.
So let's play music now.
We missed some 2018 releases. George and I were going over some.
What ones have we missed?
We missed JPEG Mafia's Veteran.
You're right. That felt like it came out of 2017.
I know. That's what George was saying. It felt like forever ago.
Yeah.
And we
love
missed
that album.
Unknown Mortal Orchestra.
For those who don't know what they're talking about, on Sunday night on the wonderful Uphill Records radio show, they did a little, these boys and me, who was a guest on that show, and now they're returning the favor here on the show. We did a little bit of an album review.
Nah.
What we did. We did a little bit of a year-end roundup.
Yeah. Yes.
And it was good. It was a good time. But,
not
that being
enough,
said,
1 hour is not enough time.
Yeah. This show is going to be different from that show in that I'm not really trying to play hip-hop tonight. I don't know why. I'm just not feeling it. So I'm playing a lot of, like, other things. I'm playing
How dare you?
It's very...
This is...
It's a little bit more of a Dixieland...
Blasphemy.
Bluegrass feel tonight, I would give you. I would say that.
I am excited to open my mind and my heart.
Oh, what did I just play? I just played some Sturgill Simpson. It Ain't All Flowers. Very good song.
And it ain't.
Off of his 2014 album, something meta something country music, I forget what it was called.
It's probably right on the...
Oh, yeah. Meta Modern Sounds and Country Music. Good album. Very
great
good
album.
His newest album?
I don't know, actually.
Fantastic album. Very experimental for a real country artist. Very experimental.
Have you listened to it, Benjamin?
No.
It's a really good album. You actually should.
Didn't it get nominated for a Grammy?
May have. He completely departed from, like, country. He just made, like... It's a very cool album.
One of his albums got nominated for a Grammy last year or something.
It had to be that album.
Who cares about Grammys?
Man? I'm just saying where I've heard of the guy. Like...
Who cares?
I'm just saying, you know? I heard of him from... He was nominated for a Grammy.
He was nominated.
I agree. I dislike award shows. That's a whole other music art discussion, but I don't like award shows.
I mean, the Grammys are the worst of all.
Yeah, they're pretty bad.
The Oscars are worse.
They both are bad in their different ways. I mean, the Grammys as a show is the worst. The Grammys as a show is the worst.
Grammys is terrible. Oscars isn't entertaining.
But they've been getting more interesting with who they pick for certain categories, but simultaneously disappointing for who. Nominations are always interesting to see, but then their picks are usually like pretty. You're like, oh.
Yeah.
I guess I should have seen that one coming.
They're coming up, aren't they, the Grammys?
Yeah, the nominations came out recently.
Really?
Yeah, interesting nominations.
I didn't even hear any news around that.
There was a
Oscar nominations are happening soon.
That's interesting.
It's also a thing. I think maybe
it's like February. I imagine all these award shows in February for some reason.
February or March, yeah.
Is that when they are?
It's like award season, because it's the saddest time of the year.
You're right. At least up here it is.
Oh, everywhere. February, March are the worst months. Well, actually, that's not true. In like Florida, it's a great time. Because you're like, ha-ha, screw all you or guys up north.
South America, it's just, it's
summer. Summer. That's true.
And Australia.
I made a bad decision by calling it everywhere. But
not everywhere.
Yeah, not everywhere.
No.
Okay. I think we're going to play a little bit more music. We're going to tone it down a little bit. We're just going to hang out. We're just going to be chilling. We're just going to be talking. We're just going to be playing some music. It's going to be a good time. So, yeah.
Mwah.
Bye, everybody. We're gonna play some music.
Ground was wet and the sky was dark. You took her bed and she took your heart. Wrapped it round an oak tree like you did that 67 GT. Oh no. Where lovers leave chaos and clothes and quiet corners where you rarely ever go. One day you find proof that she was real despite your struggle to forget. Oh, yes. You're in a fight to the death, my friend. Black metal t-shirt, your shield. You've got the past on your breath, my friend. Now name all the monsters you've killed. Let's name all the monsters you've killed. Man she chose to take her place turns his collar up to better frame his face. How you love to hate her, but you just can't hate somebody you don't know. Oh no. Did she leave a trail of crumbs so you could find her when you're what you could become? Did she know you well enough to realize that garden just won't grow? Oh no. You're in a fight to the death, my friend. Airwaves a grand battlefield. You've got the past on your breath, my friend. Now name all the monsters you killed. Let's name all the monsters you killed. In my sleep, I build machines, but nobody ever wants to hear about my dreams. Last night I saw a burning Ferris wheel. The meaning's anybody's guess. Oh, yes. Lovers leave chaos and clothes. More debris than you can sort through in one go. You say love is hell, but it's the ghost of love that's made you such a mess. Oh, yes. You're in a fight to the death, my friend. Fight like you're chained to the wheel. You've got the past on your breath, my friend. Now name all the monsters you killed. Let's name all the monsters you killed.
Can't stay long. I got clients to call. I got orders to fill. I got walls to build. I got riots to quell. And they're giving me hell back in Hades. Hey, little songbird, cat got your tongue. Always a pity for one so pretty and young. When poverty comes to clip your wings and knock the wind right out of your lungs, ain't nobody sings on empty.
Strange is the call of this strange man. I wanna fly down and feed.
Like a diamond down in the mine, and the choice is yours if you're willing to choose. Seems you got nothing to lose, and I could use a canary.
Suddenly, it's nothing to lose. Suddenly, nothing is as it was. Where are you?
he's some kind of poet and he's penniless. Give him your hand, he'll give you his hand to mouth. He'll write you a poem when the power's out. Hey, why not fly south for the winter? Hey, little songbird, look all around you. See how the vipers and vultures surround you. They'll take you down, they'll pick you clean. If you stick around such a desperate scene, see people get mean when the chips are down.
Ha 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 ha. So we just played a bunch of music. What of that do I want to talk about? Played some Wilco-y type things and related things. I played some Uncle Tupelo, which I'm a big fan of. And I played an album that I play a lot on here, which is Hadestown. Great album. And I played Hey Little Songbird, which is featuring Greg Brown, who I'm going to play another song of, who has just one of those great American raspy voices.
Greg Brown.
Greg Brown's a very interesting guy.
Blueberry.
His voice is basically
strawberry.
Changed over time. Now he's old and his voice is like so. It's like brown. A growl, just a pure growl.
It's brown.
It's a little bit of a brown voice, yeah.
Yeah.
So, we do a little thing here on WMFO. It's a fun game we like to play. It's called PSA.
It's not really a game.
PSA. So we're gonna have a little PSA going on. We're gonna talk about alternative scouting. The Baden-Powell Service Association is an alternative national scouting organization that is looking to expand in the New England region. Very cool. The BPSA's traditional scouting program focuses on learning outdoor skills and community service. If you're interested in learning more about this co-educational, inclusive program, more information and resources about joining or starting a new group in your area can be found at www.bpsa-us.org or by calling 636-542-8855. And this has been a public service announcement from the Baden-Powell Service Association and WMFO in Medford.
Wow.
Tufts, wow. Freeform community.
Wow.
Awesome. Very cool. Fun. Time. America. Massachusetts. Radio.
Yeah. That was a loud truck that happened in the
movie. Yeah, I was very confused. I thought it was coming out of my mouth, and I didn't know how that was happening.
You can't make a truck sound
good. Inadvertent truck sound. I don't know. It's a new disorder. I didn't quite say the word disorder
inadvertent
there.
Inadvertent truck sound disorder.
Yeah.
I-V-I-T-S-D.
ITSD.
Oh.
ITSD is real, and it hurts.
There's another one that passed by. I don't know if that picks up.
But I don't know. Like call in. If it picked up, call in. Tell me about it. You can Skype us.
Call in if you know.
No, you can. You can.
You can Skype us.
Call in if you know a way to transfer your Google Play Music library to Spotify.
Oh, this is true.
That's 855-915-WMFO or 855-915-9636. I mean, that's the same thing, but, you know.
I really don't.
Some people need that spelled out, you know. I would need that spelled out, probably. I don't know. My phone doesn't have the letters next to it.
Yeah, it does. Every phone does.
Yeah, but, like, that's not. Does it really? Does the iPhone, like, if I pull up the pad, will it have the numbers on it?
Yep.
Absolutely.
You are correctus. But, you know, some people who are born after, like, you know, 2000 probably.
They're like, there's no letters on my numbers.
I used to be confused by that when I was a youngin. That was very rude of you.
But then it's like, oh, it's simpler. A, it was an accident. And, you know, it's simpler than you think, really. It's just like, oh, that's the letter that the number is on. You press that one. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I think we're going to play a little bit more music.
Yeah.
Music.
If you're suffering through finals, just like everyone in this listening radius probably. Actually, no, this listening radius is. If you're struggling with finals, call in.
There you go.
Or just like pat yourself on the back because you deserve it.
Yeah. I think
use the Scott Einsiedler 25-minute on, 5-minute off method.
The Pomodoro technique.
I tried
invented
that a little
by,
bit today.
Like,
invented by Frankie Cirillo?
Something like that.
Francesco Cirillo, and I thought it was by a guy named Pomodoro.
It was a guy named...
Nope, but apparently he had a timer in university, at his university, that was the shape of a tomato. So he named the technique after the tomato in Italian, which is Pomodoro, because he's Italian. So it's a Pomodoro technique.
Yep.
Named after a tomato timer.
Tomato technique.
Pomodoro means tomato
in Italiano.
Italiano.
Wait, it's not just tomato?
In Italiano? No.
It's pomodoro. Wait,
but it's
non voi
tomate in Spanish.
Yeah, it's a different language, my dude.
No, but No.
Yeah, it's Pomodoro. I mean.
Non mi vuoi parlare di italiano?
He takes.
Benny?
I don't want you to speak Italian. No.
Mm, okay.
What were you gonna say, Luke? You're telling this. Like you're about to say something.
You're about to say something about tomatoes.
Or about the Pomodoro technique.
I was not.
Benny, you tried out the Pomodoro technique?
For about 2 hours today.
I don't like it.
I actually like it.
I like it a lot.
I struggle with...
And also, you can compartmentalize like the work that you have.
Can you repeat that word?
You can compartmentalize the work that you have.
Okay, cool.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Whatever. Compartmentalize.
Whatever, man. Look, I'm trying my hardest to speak words.
It's hard sometimes.
And you know what? I'm doing a great job.
You are doing a great job. Good for you. We're going to put it back into music.
Saying what I was going to say about the Pomodoro technique.
Okay, what would you like to say?
Say it, then. Now.
I find that...
Come on, man.
He's using two mics for this.
Rubbing them on his beard. It's unsanitary.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, so what are you saying?
If anyone listening to Quality Control right now, I was not doing that.
Is it illegal to rub your beard on the mic?
Okay, can you say what you were going to say?
Because you're like
on the board here?
Because I often struggle with starting my work if I have a lot to do. And if I have a very free day, it is especially hard to start doing work, especially like finals week. And I find that it is helpful knowing that I'll have a break in 25 minutes, which is really not a long time.
Really not.
No. Like as soon as you...
But it's an effective amount of time.
As soon as you get into it, as soon as you like are focused, the 25 minutes feels like 5 minutes.
It breezes. Yeah, it's a breeze.
My problem is... I'm not good at taking a break for only 5 minutes.
Well, you can. I'd say adjust it to your time.
Yeah, but then I won't get any work done because I'm taking half-hour breaks.
Well, you get that.
you work for five hours.
You work for that 30-minute break. You have to do 4 25-minute ones to get that, to earn that break.
Oh, I forgot about. Wait, after the four, you take a half-hour break?
Yeah, that's how I do it.
Oh, that's. Man, that's assuming you have more than 2 hours of work to do, huh?
Yeah, I mean, like, obviously this is all, you know, very personal how you schedule your time. So I don't always do it like that. Yeah. But, like, today I did because I had, like, 6 or 7 periods of 25 minutes that I had to just grind through. So When you do it a lot, you know how much takes. Like, I'm able to schedule
How much takes?
I know what things take a certain whatever time, you know. Look, man, I've been on that note, it's time to put some music on.
Later, listeners.
Oh my God.
Wait, not later.
Come on, Luke.
I'm
You're
sorry.
The
that
comedic
was terrible.
Timing.
I know it's awful. Goodbye.
Oh.
Find you can somehow make it like all the rest. You won't need to scrounge around for someone else. Torn between the unknown and the place that you call home, and the life you want but have never known. There was a time you could put it out of your mind, leave it all behind. There was a time, that time is gone. Tell me, 50 years in this town's done for you, except to earn your name place on a bar stool. Spent your whole life in this county, you never been out of state. You say you're gonna make it out before it's too late. There was a time you could put it out of your mind, leave it all behind. There was a time, that time is gone. Time when nothing seemed to make much sense, Now this turn more intense and all the crutch you kept around now are nowhere to be found. Remember when you didn't have to look ahead or behind you? There was always something right there to do. But now it's life in some kind of trap looking for a way out. We keep moving on, that's what it's all about. There was a time you could put it out of your mind, leave it all behind. There was a time, that time is gone.
Without you, darn near half my life. I no longer see our unborn children, run to you, my unwed wife. But yesterday I had a vision beneath a tree where we once talked of an old couple burning their love letters so their children won't be shocked. Love calls like the wild birds. It's another day. A spring wind blew my list of things to do away. My friends are getting older, so I guess I must be too. Without their loving kindness, I don't know what I'd do. Oh, the wine bottle's half empty. The money is all spent, and we're a cross between our parents and hippies in a tent. Love calls like the wild birds. It's another day. A spring wind blew my list of things to do away. In a mucked up lovely river, I cast my little fly. I look at that river and smell it, and it makes me want to cry. Oh, to clean our dirty planet. Now there's a noble wish, and I'm putting my shoulder to the wheel, 'cause I want to catch some fish. Love calls like the wild birds. It's another day. A spring wind blew my list of things to do away. Getting late. I know you don't like to miss nothing, and school ain't that great. Oh, I'll dance with you when you're happy, and hold you when you're sad, and hope you know how glad I am just to be your dad. Love calls like the wild birds. It's another day. A spring wind blew my list of things to do away. Darling, it's been a hard go, but I think we'll be okay. I know I say that all the time, like everything else I say. Oh, I've been gone so often, but every time I miss you, and I don't really know nothing, except I like to kiss you. Love calls like the wild birds. It's another day. A spring wind blew my list of things to do away. Mm-hmm.
you running never seems to die. Trails spent with fear, not enough living on the outside. Never seem to get far enough, staying in between the lines. Hold on what you can, waiting for the end, not knowing when. May the wind take your troubles away. May the wind take your troubles away. Both feet on the floor, two hands on the wheel. May the wind take your troubles away.
wish I didn't sleep so late. I used to be carried in the arms of cheerleaders. I used to be carried in the arms of cheerleaders. I used to be carried in the arms of cheerleaders. We'll be right back.